songs for you. He's a great songwriter, one of the best singers in the whole business, great bass player as well. He does it all very well. He's from Abingdon, Virginia. He's clean cut, all American. Well, let's take back us two there. He's one of the best fellas you ever want to meet. That's Mr. Wayne Taylor. I have people ask me when I come out to an event like Spigman today, at least 10 times I got asked, How's Wayne? Is Wayne all right? Is Wayne doing good? Because Wayne has had health problems. I don't know if y'all knew this or not. Wayne had a heart attack 3 years ago.
Actually five years ago?
Yeah. But it just seems like 3 years
just
ago.
Just seems like 3 years.
Sure it did to you, but.
Just seems like last month to me.
And then he had colon cancer. He got home and found out he had colon cancer. He went through chemo, and this fella is absolutely 100% healthy, and he's cancer free. Well, there you have it.
Well, thank you so much. That's by none of my own doing. I can guarantee you that. I've tried every way in the world to destroy myself over the years. But, you know, somebody saw fit to leave me here for whatever reason. If it was just to come back to the world famous Station Inn and play one more time. Whatever it is, I'm awful glad to be here tonight. I guarantee you that.
Yeah.
Well, we want to bring Wayne around to do a song that he wrote when he was a coal truck driver, which he did for 16 years. He was driving that coal truck one day down this river, and he saw the river glistening out there, and it gave him an idea for a song. It's one called Before the Cold Winds Blow.